This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden says he strongly supports House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to split a foreign aid package into parts. Johnson's main focus is to decouple foreign aid for Israel from aid to Ukraine. Some Republicans oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine, but would back a standalone aid bill for Israel. Johnson's step, however, has angered a few Republican lawmakers who want to force him out of the speaker's job. Johnson dismissed that.
My philosophy is you do the right thing and you let the chips fall where they may. If I operated out of fear over a motion to vacate, I would never be able to do my job.
It's not clear if the effort to force the speaker out of his job will succeed. Western countries are urging Israel not to escalate the current fighting in the Middle East, where Israel is engaged in conflicts on three separate fronts. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, Israel's war cabinet is debating how to respond after Iran's direct attack last weekend, but is not tipping its hand.
The U.S., Britain, and Germany are all counseling Israel to show restraint following the recent airstrikes by Iran. Israel's leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, says he appreciates the advice, but adds, quote, "We will make our own decisions." The direct confrontation with Iran adds a layer of complexity to the region's turmoil. Rocket fire by the Lebanese group Hezbollah wounded more than a dozen Israeli soldiers stationed near the country's northern border. And Israeli airstrikes are still pounding Gaza in the ongoing war against Hamas. Israel's conflicts with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all date back decades, but have never been this active on all three fronts at the same time. Greg Myrie, NPR News.
The criminal trial against former President Donald Trump resumes today in New York. Prosecutors and the defense need to pick 11 more jurors and alternates. Seven jurors are already seated. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to conceal an affair before the 2016 election. He denies the charges. Hawaii's attorney general has released the first findings of an investigation of last year's wildfires in Maui. NPR's Greg Allen tells us the report presents a detailed timeline of the fire that killed more than 100 people, destroyed some 3,000 properties, and left thousands homeless.
The 375-page report is the first phase of an investigation being conducted by the Fire Safety Research Institute. The report confirms information that the fire appears to have started around 6:30 in the morning. Fire crews responded immediately, and a little after 2 p.m. reported it was extinguished. But within an hour, the blaze flared up again and spread to the town of Lahaina, driven by high winds from a passing hurricane. The timeline raises questions about the actions of Maui's Emergency Management Agency and Mayor Richard Bisson, who declined the state's offer of assistance and didn't issue an emergency declaration until after Lahaina had been destroyed. Greg Allen, NPR News.
This is NPR. The Senate impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been quashed. After only a couple of hours, the Senate voted to reject two impeachment articles against him. House Republicans had accused Mayorkas of refusing to enforce federal immigration law. He denied that. Big tech company Google has fired 28 employees who participated in a protest over the company's work with the Israeli government. As NPR's Derek Kerr reports, Google says the workers violated company policies.
Dozens of Google employees staged a sit-in protest at the company's offices in Silicon Valley and New York City. They demanded Google stop selling its technology to the Israeli government. Google, in partnership with Amazon, has a long-standing billion-dollar contract with Israel. It's called Project Nimbus, where it provides cloud services and data centers. The protesters say this technology could contribute to the war in Gaza and strikes on Palestinian civilians. Google says it asked the protesters to leave the premises, and when they didn't, the company called the police and ordered their arrest. It says these actions resulted in the termination of 28 employees. These workers say Google acted in retaliation. Dara Kerr, NPR News.
National elections start tomorrow in India. It's the world's largest democracy with nearly 1.5 billion people. The voting will take weeks and ballots won't be counted until June 4th. The ruling BJP party is looking to retain power along with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
This advertisement comes from our paid sponsor, Fundrise. High interest rates mean that real estate assets are available at a discount compared to previous valuations. The Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to expand its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. Add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio at fundrise.com/NPR. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the fund before investing. Read the prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship.